The First Martyr. During this time, the followers of Jesus grew rapidly in number, and they all helped one another. Soon that number grew so large that the apostles could not look after all the poorer members, and the Greek-speaking Jews complained that their widows were not getting enough help. So the 12 called all the disciples together, and they decided to appoint 7 good men to deal with these business matters. More and more became followers of Jesus in Jerusalem. One of the 7, named Stephen, soon became well known, and some foreign Jews began to plot against him. They got men to say that he had spoken against God and Moses, and Stephen was brought before the Sanhedrin. "This man is forever saying things against the temple and the law," they lied. In his defense, Stephen reminded them of their history, God's call to Abraham, and how the Israelites came to be in Egypt, of Jacob and Joseph, and the command of Moses to God to lead his people out of slavery. He reminded them that the tent of meeting, commanded by God, was replaced by the temple built by Solomon. "God does not live in houses made by men," said Stephen. "How stubborn you are," he went on. "You betrayed Jesus and murdered him. You, who receive God's law, have not kept it." The priests were now very angry. Then Stephen, as if seeing a vision, said, "I can see the Son of Man standing at God's right hand." At this, the Sanhedrin made one rush at Stephen and flung him out of the city to stone him. They laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul, who approved of the murder. Stephen was stoned to death, and so died the first Christian martyr. Greek-speaking Jews. The Jews were split into 2 groups, one who spoke Aramaic, the Jewish language, and the others who spoke Greek, the common language. The 12, a name given to the 12 apostles. Disciples, anyone who is a student, pupil of Jesus. Stephen, the first of the 7 deacons. Moses, the leader of the Jews at the time of the Exodus. Abraham, the very first Hebrew. Jacob, also known as Israel. Joseph, the one with the technicolor dream coat. Solomon, the son of King David, the second in line in David's house, always known to be wise. The word stubborn means thick-headed, slow to change your opinion. God's law, the law of Moses, sometimes called the Torah, the commandments which the Jews followed.